Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and ye
Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. We are now in our Gospels of Jesus Christ discussing the end times that we are living in. The series started with end time prophecy according to the New Testament, and I covered various authors of the New Testament, such as James, Peter, John, and of course, Paul. Now, one of the things that I wanted to do in preparatory for this series is to lay the groundwork. Because the apostles that wrote about end times, just like in 1 Thessalonians and the Gospel of James and the Gospel of, call it the Gospel Epistle, the Epistle of Peter, these authors, these apostles, remember what Jesus said would happen in the last days. Now, we're going to get into Matthew 24, which is today, move into Mark chapter 13, then going to Luke 17 and Luke chapter 21. I'm not going to rush through this series. There are a lot of videos out there. There's a lot of preachers today that are talking about end times. And instead of just now focusing, as I did in the past, about the Old Testament, looking particularly at writings of Isaiah, Ezekiel, Joel, Zechariah, Micah, Malachi, I can look at all those great prophets and then lay the groundwork, especially when you take Ezekiel and Daniel and try to link it to the book of Revelation. Now, my series that I did over the years always used the Old Testament to the New Testament. With this approach, the Lord showed me that the Lord's own words spoken through the Gospels is the true foundation, the groundwork to get everyone who's listening to this podcast or watching this on our great television networks like Galilee TV, we're on the Now Network as well as on our YouTube channel, to hear what Jesus is saying and to break down verse by verse, point by point, what will happen in these last days. Now, before I start reading in Matthew 24, remember just over the news, especially when you watch the news recently, we are hearing end time concerns, the seasons, the earthquakes, the famines, the pestilence, okay, wars and rumors of wars. We're talking about spy balloons that came across our country, that came from China, and we're saying, oh, that's aliens. Bible says, signs of heaven and the earth below. So in this approach to the end times, according to the gospel, please allow yourself to hear Jesus' own words that are clearly prophetic and true, meaning God's word is true. There is nothing that Jesus said that is false. Everything Jesus said is true. Everything he said that will come is true. The Holy Spirit that's in you will remind you of the very things that the Lord Jesus taught and did while here on earth. So when you hear somebody now try to give you a deadline, a timeline that the Lord will come like this, and he says the date and the season, don't listen to that. I will never do that. The Bible says no man nor angel knows the day of the Lord's return. Even Jesus don't know the day. He's listened to the Father in heaven. He says, okay, Lord God, when do you want me to go down, Daddy God? Abba Father, when do you want me to go down? So Jesus said only the Father in heaven knows when it's time for Jesus to call the church home. Look up, your redemption draweth nigh or near. So what I like about the series, as we're going to get ready to start to read through Matthew 24, is this. This is the encouragement. This is the hope that I have. Lord Jesus, come quickly. That's the last verse, if you will, getting into Revelations. Lord Jesus, come quickly. Now, I'm not rushing. I don't want him to come like today. I'm not saying, of course I want him to come, but I'm not like come now. No, to save me from the trouble. No. Pray that you are worthy. Pray that you are walking blameless before the Lord, because you don't know the day nor hour. So I live each day as it is the day of the Lord, because I don't know the day or hour, but I do know he's coming, my friends. I wake up every morning. I go to prayer. I'm in the Word. I worship at the time. I have a routine. It's just me. I have a routine. Morning, noon, and night. I think you heard my series on this. I pray morning, noon, and night, and in between. But morning, noon, and night. If you really want to know where I'm at lunchtime, probably I'm in my prayer room. Then I have lunch. And then before dinner or after dinner, I'm praying again. And then I close with prayer and worship. Hey, hallelujah. I love the Lord. Because I want to be found spotless and blameless. And the Lord is telling us, as we read through the Gospels, even the apostles did not know what Jesus meant about when every stone will be, you know, pulled down, fall down, not one stone left, because of the beautiful buildings and the temple that they were going through. And Jesus even says that this is going to be destroyed one day. This is going to be destroyed. Not one stone is going to be left. It's going to be down. Oh, what? Now, he's talking about the temple. Okay, the current temple that's up. Now, this is not Solomon's temple, because remember, Solomon built his temple before Christ, and then the Babylonians burned it down, stole from it, destroyed it. Then it got rebuilt. So this is the second temple. Then that temple gets destroyed later on. So the new temple in our lifetime, the third temple, will be built, which is what they're preparing right now in Israel. So we are living in end times. So Peter, James, Paul, and John, those authors in the New Testament, talk about the Lord's return. So does Jude. Wow. Peter, James, John, Paul, Jude. Then there's Jesus' words. And so when we get into this series, now that we're in the Gospels, please read. I'm just going to keep saying this. Please read Matthew 24. Go to 25. That's good too. But Matthew 24, okay? Mark 13. Luke 17 is a preface to what is going to happen. Then he breaks it down going into chapter 21. It's almost repeating the same thing. It's just the authors of the Gospels remember what he said, and his very continuity is there. Everything he said is pretty much there. He's coming, my friends, and we are living in that season. So praise the Lord, we have opportunities to study the Gospels and to know that Jesus Christ is on his way. So let's start with Matthew 24. Now, according to Matthew 24, as I said, Jesus is with his apostles. They're going through the city. They're looking at all the great buildings that are there, even in the temple. And Jesus makes a comment to even one of their questions. So let's read on. He goes like this. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, so they're all marveling at the architectural designs there. I mean, can you imagine Solomon's initial temple? They had to rebuild from the destruction, same site. The same temple site is there. Solomon's temple, length, width, and height, is like 90 feet long. You know, width, you know, is like 40 feet wide, and then 30 feet, you know, tall. Length, width, and height. Okay, so the whole point is that temple dimensions, 90 feet long, you know, width, you know, 45 feet wide and 30 feet high. I get that's powerful stuff. Length, width, and height, okay? So the new temple has similar dimensions, but it's not the original length, width, and height. The new temple could be built similarly or maybe bigger. But they're marveling at that architectural rebuild of the temple of Solomon that the Babylonians destroyed and then exiled the Jews to Babylon. So Jesus then responds and says this to them, to the apostles. He says, do you not see all these things? Assuredly I say to you, not the stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. He's talking about this destruction too. And that's AD 70 when that happened. AD 70, right after Christ. City was burned down. Titus of Rome comes in. Temple's destroyed again. Permanently. So he's telling them, here's prophetic what's going to happen. And now they're like, when is that going to happen? What is going to be? Now the apostles are now getting ready to say, okay, that's what's going to happen to all this? Yeah, because they weren't born when the first temple was built. They weren't born when the Babylonians destroyed it. Okay? They weren't there. But here's the rebuild. My friends, we are truly seeing remarkable things in these end times. So let me start again in verse 1. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, do you not see all these things? Question. Assuredly, say truthfully, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down. Remember, here's the key. Whatever Jesus says, or will happen, will happen. Say it with me, my friends. Whatever Jesus said will happen, will happen. So, the apostles are under the anointing to pen the very things that Jesus said. That's true as well. The Bible is true. But when you now are hearing the words that Jesus spoke himself, like a recording, it's now recorded, it's in red, so you go, if it's in red, yeah, Jesus said it, but he says, assuredly I say to you, not one stone shall be left. Okay, and guess what? It happened. There's no temple there. It was destroyed. This is the second temple that was destroyed. So here's what happens now with the disciples or apostles coming to him. They were pondering what Jesus just said. He says right here, verse 3, he says, now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, his common place to take his apostles to pray or to fellowship, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us when all these things will be. Because they remember the discussion when he said, not one of these buildings will be left. Not one stone will be left. Oh, come on. Not one stone's going to be left. No, it's going to be all torn down. So they went, they're traveling back into their famous, meeting place, popular place. They go to Mount of Olives. That's Jesus' place. I have my prayer place. Do you have a prayer place? Outside and inside? Jesus did as well. And so they asked, tell us when these things will be. And what will be, and here's the next part of the, it's like almost conjunction or a caveat. He says, and then they said, then tell us what will be the sign of your coming and another conjunction, and, so like three questions in one, and the end of the age. So I'm going to read 1-3 again, say a little bit more, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to say, okay, here's what Jesus said to their question. So let's start off again in verse 1. Matthew 24. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now they're going, huh? What did he say? Huh? What did he say? Hey, Peter, what did he mean? James, what did he mean? John, what did he mean? Oh, wow. I don't get it. Then he says, now, starting in verse 3, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Three questions in one. This is why I love the Gospels. Then Jesus goes in and breaks it down for them. So before we get into what Jesus' response is, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. Now, Jesus is going to respond to what the apostles asked Jesus. And here's the last verse before Jesus starts giving them the breakdown. So, looking at verse 3 again, now he sat at the Mount of Olives. The disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us when these things will be. What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" They asked one question that had 3 points. Now, Jesus is going to now explain to them, and it's going to be a jaw-dropping revelation and experience. So here we go. Here's what Jesus says. And Jesus, and everybody knows, I do have my Bible. I love reading my Bible. We always talk about this. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name." Let me say that again. Here's Jesus' response. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." Wow. So there's one right there. Did he answer the question? Yes. Many will come in his name, saying that they're the Christ. And we have seen it in our own generation, our own lifetime. From all these so-called cults that are out there, David Koresh and so on, these are the type of people that say they're the Christ. They're the ones, the enlightened ones. They're not. As you see lightning flash from the east and west, so will the sign of the Son of Man be. So it's not coming from the valley or over there. He's not coming out of the shopping center at Walmart. He is coming in the clouds, my friends. And that's what Jesus is saying. Many will come in my name. Many, not one or two. Many will come in my name. Then he goes on in verse 6. "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Now I'm going to stop right there. We have a few more minutes. Now Jesus gave us 2 strong points. There will be many messiahs that will come in his name. And they will come from the desert. They will come from a location, a city, a state, a country, saying they're the Christ. They are not. He says, many will come in my name. Don't believe it. Oh, okay. But many people will follow people like that. There's some people right now in Israel that are doing some amazing things. They know the Torah. They know the, you know, the whole Jewish oral traditions. They know all these things. And there are some signs and wonders or miracles being performed by these people. And I believe that stuff happens because the Bible says that there will be healings. There will be gifts of healings. And it's in Mark 16, there are 5 signs that accompany those who are believers. But my point here is some people are attributing this one person that's even a prophet to them or a rabbi teacher to them as the Messiah. Just look at your Jewish news and you'll see what I'm talking about. Don't believe it. Then he gets on and he says this, "There'll be wars and rumors of wars. These things must happen." Watch this. "But the end is not yet." So this is the key that I found myself in when I was in the military. When you are prepping for war, you pray you don't go to war. I've been in Desert Storm, Desert Strike. I've been through those kind of things. Been on 2 aircraft carriers. I've been through on that. I traveled around the world. Praise the Lord. You know, he protected me all those years serving my country. But I was involved. Not as a ground troop fighter, I wasn't. Or, you know, a fighter jet, you know, fighter pilot in a jet. I didn't have to do that. But war is war. And the Lord said, there'll be wars and rumors of war. There are types of war. Cyber war, okay? Proxy wars. Total engagement in war. Mitigating wars. Fighting other people's fights, wars, rumors of wars. You hear about, oh, this country's fighting this country, nation against nation, tribe against tribe. We're having all that in our lifetime. But he says, but the end is not yet. So then we go, okay, Lord, what do I need to do when you just now responded to the apostles' questions? What will be the sign, okay? He got, because here's what the three questions the apostles did. If you go back through the first three verses, he says, tell us when these things will be and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age. Your coming and the end of the age. So Jesus is going to answer those. He's answering those three questions. And he warned them. He said, hey, many will come in my name. So that means he's now telling, I'm going to die. I'm going to rise from the grave. I'm going to go to heaven. And before I come back, many are going to come in my name, saying that they're the Christ. They're not. And you're going to hear of wars and rumors of war. But don't be alarmed. These things must happen. But the end is not yet. So what I want to do in this series is to really not only take my time with what Jesus is saying and didactically break it down and say to you, don't be alarmed. That's your living hope coming. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. His word is true. And even if he doesn't come, let's say in the next 12 months, 2 years, 3 years or beyond, you just don't know the day nor the hour. I don't, but I'm going to live as it is each day of the Lord. We are in the season. And again, as I look out, it's winter time. I can say without listening to the news, the weatherman, I can say it's going to snow one day, but I can see it looks like it's going to snow, but when? I don't know the time the drop's going to happen. So we have to say, okay, Lord, your spirit that's in us, listen to me, the Holy Spirit that's in us is telling us these are the seasons. This is the times to get ready. Amen? Here's what Jesus says in verse 7. Put my glasses on. Verse 7. Jesus then goes on and says, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. And these are the beginning of sorrows. Oh, wow. Sometimes that, you see why I want to say, this is this series, I'm not rushing through it. Because I even stop and go, wow. And as we're living in these times, my friends, I always wonder, are people really reading this? Is their spirit bearing witness what Jesus is saying is going to happen? And again, Jesus spoke these words, just like God spoke the Ten Commandments. Moses didn't pen them, but he took the tablets and said, here you go, Lord, write the commandments. And he took it and said, hey, people, here's what the Lord said. But then he threw the first one down and had to go back up. And the Lord said, okay, remember when you broke my first ones? So God wrote again the Ten Commandments. His own hand, if you will, wrote the commandments. Okay? It's in the Ark of the Covenant. It's in the Ark. So I'm like, wow. So here's Jesus speaking the very words. And as if you had a tape recorder, you could say, here's what Jesus said. Listen to this. Listen to this. Now I can say, hey, Jesus said this to me, and then you're recording what I said. And I did my best to pen, you know, say everything he said. Yeah. That's under the anointing. So now I'm speaking as a preacher of his word. Here's what Jesus said. And he says it very powerfully. He says, for nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be what? Famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows or birth pains. Now, we've had pestilence. We just went through COVID. Diseases, biological warfare, chemical warfare. Okay, famine, food shortages, baby shortages, and so formulas. We're having shortages and more. Famine is predicted, even by our own FDA. The world governments are saying there's a food shortage. Global warming, therefore we can't plant. Famine. And then earthquakes, even most recently in Turkey. That's a big one. How many people suffered and died? So when you hear of wars, rumors of wars, the end is not yet. And then you will have famines and nation against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms, kingdoms. So that's even in our own country. Nation against nation. America versus U.S. America versus Russia. America versus China. America versus our own people. Kingdoms against kingdoms. Democrats for Republicans. You see where I'm going? We can go on and see all the schisms and all the fighting that's going on. It's happening. But these are the signs. These are the start of pains. And everybody's going, what's going on? And the Lord said, I'm giving you the warning signs, but the end is not yet. My friends, I want to stop right here because of our time. And we're going to continue on this study. My prayer, my hope, is that you will now truly read the Word and ask God to give you a spirit of insight and wisdom and to be alert, sober-minded, and prepared for His return. Make sure you have oil in your lamps. Make sure you are spotless and blameless. One of the things I always like to do when I go to prayer, I just say, Lord, I confess I said this. I confess I thought this. I confess I did this. But reveal to me the things that are hidden in my heart that I don't know, that I'm unaware, that could be causing a separation or a barrier between our relationship, God. I want to be found spotless and blameless when that trumpet call, the archangel goes, whoop, here we go. I want to be found spotless and blameless. I'm not perfect. But to pray, Lord God, reveal inside me, pull out of me so I can say, yes, that is sin. I confess it, Lord. And if I confess my sins, Lord, you are faithful and just to forgive me of all my sins and purify me from all unrighteousness. Have that prayer, my friends. Get yourself ready. Jesus Christ is coming. May God bless you. Join me again on another episode of Sharing the Word.
Get started on your journey of learning and understanding how to be a practical, scripture-focused Christian. Enjoy a variety of messages of several lengths across many delivery systems online, from podcasts to TV. We also offer Christian classic movies on Galilee TV and our YouTube channel to offer biblical-centered entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy our popular Bible programs like Bible Minute, Sharing the Word, Take 5, and Sermon Classics. Our thought-provoking and inspirational programs are available on Galilee TV, The Now Network, our YouTube channel, and over 26 internet podcast channels like Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Breaker, Google Podcast, Apple, and more.